Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is John Batchelor. Good evening. The show begins in Paris, discussing with Anatole Levin about the emergency meeting, that's Mr. Macron's words, held for the leaders of the EU, and NATO was also present because the UK showed up and it's not in the EU. And then the next day, a hybrid meeting with the Romanian Prime Minister, with Mr. Macron in Paris and the others on Zoom. No conclusion. They need a European-based military answer to Ukraine post-war. They need to reindustrialize the defense business. No decision. Also, Russia wants a rollback on NATO, out of Romania, out of Moldova, out of the Black Sea Basin. That's one of the demands made by Lavrov to Rubio in the meeting in Riyadh. This is a chess match played by professionals, waiting. And then Chris Riegel joins to comment on what Walmart sees for Christmas, a slowdown. They're preparing for it. Why? Their data is always very good. It talks about the middle and lower middle class and their spending habits in stores. Not Amazon, in stores. Slow down. And if that slows down, everything slows down. Christmas, 25. Quantum computing, great fun. I'm following this story thanks to Brendan Weichert. We're talking about physics that are not easily explained. Microsoft says it's made an advance, creating a topological qubit. That's a combination of what I have in my iMac right now, conductors, and a superconductor. And after that, you cool it to 400 degrees, and it does computations very fast because zero and one are always the same. It also communicates in a fashion that spooks everybody. In fact, I believe that Einstein called it spooky. Simultaneous communication, simultaneous event existing in two places, no matter how far apart the modules. Yes, I know, it doesn't make any sense. There it is. Brandon helped me, except the fact that it doesn't make any sense and my brain is not working well. Or there needs to be another language. How can something exist in two places at the same time? Instantly. I don't know. And I take no satisfaction that no one has an answer. Yet. Working. The quantum computing race is more ferocious and the AI race, which is largely won by American first movers. But it will continue. Great fun. China's in. The U.S. is in. Britain's in. The Clarendon Lab in Oxford poked in the mix last week, talking about its ability to reproduce that experiment of two modules. I think they were 2 meters apart, simultaneously projecting the same data set. Not bad. Very good. Andy McCarthy and Thad McCarter joined to talk about first Judge Chutkan stepping back from enjoining her temporary restraining order on Doge. And then we discuss the Eric Adams dismissal which is what the DOJ wants. But the judge, Dale Ho, has taken it under advisement. In other words, no immediate decision. Very complicated. The first hour of Embers of the Hands, Eleanor Barraclough's wonderful story of the Vikings on the basis of artifacts, things we find in graves, things we find buried. Combs, for example, not always weapons, combs, bracelets, coins, pieces of the sailboats, or whole boats buried with bodies in it, bones, stories of the Viking Age, which is argued to be 750 AD to 1100 AD. Either side it leaks in, spreading out east and west to the Caspian Sea, to the Black Sea, to Greenland, to North America somewhere. Can't find Finland. In any event, the Viking Northmen conversion to Christianity in Iceland didn't change their habits that much. Quite mysterious lives, however. Violent men spreading out, spreading their seed everywhere. Normandy, the invasion of England in 1066, that's Norsemen invading Norsemen because the great heathen army hit England in the 9th century. Series of roving bands I learned from Eleanor. A wonderful story of all mixed up England, all mixed up France, all mixed up Europe, Norsemen everywhere. Second part tomorrow night. And then a conversation with my colleagues. First, Conrad Black on answering the tariff threat from the Trump administration. And at the same time, asking if Minnesota or Montana or Washington or Michigan want to join Canada, since we're inviting Alberta to join the United States. Very witty. However, Conrad assures me that Canada could do without DOGE. They've got 4.1 million people employed by the federal, municipal, or provincial governments. 4.1 million is a total population of 40 million. 10% of the workforce is government work that needs DOGE. Mary Anastasia O'Grady commenting on the facts about Panama being an independent and well-run organization. Nothing Chinese about it. The charm offensive underway out of Tehran. Foolishness. Ben Talibu reports on Iran. One more trying to fool everybody, saying, we want to talk now. After waging war through surrogates against Israel for more than a year, we want to talk now. Will the Trump administration buy it? Sure. Talk is admired. War is not. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoyed, especially the quantum computing part. I just can't imagine it. Not a question of the speed of light. It's instant. What kind of speed is that? Oh, and my Substack. I'm always forgetting the Substack. Up right now is my conversation with Sebastian Smee, the art critic for the Washington Post. His new book, Paris in Ruins, about the birth of Impressionism during the time of the Prussian siege of Paris and then the Commune destruction. Depredation, violence in Paris. And out of that come the Impressionists. Manet, Monet, Pissarro, Cézanne, Sisley, and Berthe Morisot, the woman of the group, celebrated now, Sebastian tells me. Anyway, it's up now, my conversation with Sebastian at Substack. What is it? johnbachelor@substack.com. Also, my editor routinely puts up the conversation I have with Germanicus on the weekend, Londinium, in which we Romans discuss the American Empire 20 centuries away from us. We're in first century AD. And then on the weekend, Chris puts up, that was the week, not a summary of the week, but high points of the week. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.